going to be interviewing Jordan. And what's your name, like your full name?
Jordan Tanioka.
Okay, and then what's your career title?
Teacher and coach.
What's your place of employment?
Northview High School.
And what's your education?
I have a bachelor's degree in kinesiology and I have a master's degree in education.
Nice. What certifications do you have or credentials?
I have my preliminary credential in PE. I have my CSCS certification, my corrective exercise certification, my personal training certification, and those are through NASM. And first aid CPR.
What previous work do you have in that field?
I was a master trainer at LA Fitness. I was the head transitioning coach for the Upland Fitness Arena in Ranch in Upland. I was an intern strength and conditioning coach for APU, and I had a private personal training business as well.
What's your future goals as of right now?
Future goals of right now is to work in the high school level as a teacher and a coach and develop a successful strength and conditioning department.
And then what advice do you like have for someone pursuing in kinesiology?
My advice for someone pursuing a field of kinesiology is to intern as much as you can and work and volunteer as much as you can, because the hands-on experience you get from it is more valuable than anything you'll read from a book.
And then what part of career do you enjoy the most?
I really enjoy the relationships and how I get to talk to people, interact with people all day, and build relationships that last a lifetime. So there's relationships.
And then what's the hardest part of like your career path that you had?
Hardest part would probably be having patience. Because there's a lot of times where your patience will get tested.
Uh-huh.
And not only with like, you know, athletes being bad or being disrespectful, but at the same time, you being able to be patient enough with yourself to get information out to them. Because sometimes you say something like 3 or 4 times before someone really understands it.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I mean by patience.
Okay. And then what's something that most people don't know about kinesiology?
It is a very, very fun, hands-on major, because everything you learn, you can apply to yourself. For example, you can be sitting in the middle of a park and watch someone walk down the street and see their body muscle compensation, that you can like visually see them walking, and you see, oh, this person probably had an ankle injury in the past because they have this, you know, their gait pattern is a little off right now because of that. So just being able to apply everything you learn to like yourself and things around you.
Yeah. And then I had a question, like what challenges did you face like as you pursued like kinesiology?
Just remembering like the anatomy and physiology, that's probably the most difficult part. I have a big passion for it, so I never really felt too like stressed out about it, because I enjoyed learning about it. So that's probably what the hardest part is, to mm-hmm. remembering the anatomy and physiology.
And then what like made you like, you know, like pursue into like kinesiology?
I've been playing sports year round since I was 5. So I've always knew that I wanted to be in a field with sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not be in a field to help athletes get better and athletes be stronger than kinesiology?
Did you do like any like volunteer like in physical therapy or like anything with what you wanted to do?
I did. So I volunteered intern at APU for a semester, and then I volunteered at EM Speed and Power in Rancho.
Mm-hmm.
Both were very good experiences for me. I learned a lot about, you know, the field, a lot about what it takes to be successful in the field, and it helped me be a better coach, helped me be a better, you know, educator in that sense.
Uh-huh. And what's your profession right now? Like, what are you teaching or what are you doing?
I'm teaching sports physical therapy, and I also run the strength conditioning department for Northview High School.
Oh, okay. And then I also had a question, like, since you're running, like, all that, mm-hmm. What's your salary, if you don't mind, like, saying?
Yeah. So, if you work at a high school level, it's not, mm-hmm. you don't really get paid salary for coaching, it's more of a stipend. So, I get three checks a year.
Mm-hmm.
Each stipend is probably between $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then
additional on top of what I do for teaching. Teaching, I make $60,000.
Oh wow, that's good.
Yeah.
And then I also had a question. What advice do you like want to share to like people who are pursuing into this major?
I would say, don't be a robot, because everyone has their different personalities, and that's what makes people successful in their own field. Just be who you are, and don't feel like you have to be somebody else. Just be you and get creative. Don't feel like you have boundaries. Get creative with things. There's a lot of ways to say one thing. So you gotta figure out how you're gonna say that one thing. So just have your own taste to it, have your own flavor to what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the end of the interview, and I'm glad that I was able to interview you. And yeah,
thank you. The pleasure's all mine.
Thank you.